This news update's being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Huron County deputies responded to a single-vehicle rollover crash on Sand Beach Road in Single Township late Friday night. They said an eastbound SUV lost control on the icy, dark, non-divided roadway about 11:24 p.m., slid across the road, and overturned in a ditch. The lone driver was wearing a safety harness and reported no apparent injury at the scene. The vehicle was a mid-2000s Chevy HHR, sustained disabling damage, and was later winched out and towed from the crash site by a local wrecker service. And another two-vehicle crash on Sand Beach Road in Huron County on February 3rd occurred when a westbound SUV lost control and entered the eastbound lane, striking an oncoming vehicle. According to the crash report, the eastbound driver, a 20-year-old Bad Axe man, stated he was driving east when the westbound vehicle, a 24-year-old Harbor Beach woman, crossed into his lane and after the driver lost control. The westbound driver told investigators she had headed west on Sand Beach Road and another vehicle attempted to pull out of the driveway in front of her, causing her to brake, lose control, enter the opposite lane, and collide with the other vehicle. The report lists minor damage to both vehicles involved. And the purchase of a tabletop microphone set with amplifier and speaker was approved at a cost not to exceed $1,400. The rest of the meeting dealt with approving some routine matters. The Village Council of Sebring will continue to meet at the Village Hall at 22 North Center Street at 7 p.m. on the third Monday of the month. The council approved the Sebring Chamber of Commerce's request to use village grounds for special events like an Easter egg hunt, the Sugar Festival, Moonlight Madness, and Spirit of Christmas. Also, the council reappointed Doug Deming, Scott Myers, and Nick Shank to the Harbor Commission Board. They will each serve a 3-year term that ends on January 20th of 2029. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsor.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Matt Gotham from Thumb Bank & Trust Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we do have one obituary to report this morning. Ricky Charles Andrick, age 45, a Bad Axe, passed away unexpectedly January 30th. He was born August 16, 1980 in Bad Axe, Michigan, and he is survived by his loving parents, DeAndrick and Fred, his siblings, Jenny, Chauncey, Kyle, and Nikki. He was a brother and friend to many who he provided constant laughs and would be remembered for the joy and humor he brought to the lives of those around him. A celebration of life will take place at a later date.
Thumbnot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, Thumbnot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit Thumbnot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the Thumbnot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. Thumbnot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we're back with more news. Cleanup efforts are underway across Northeast following an extraordinarily powerful winter storm that impacted the Plains, South, and Atlantic coast earlier this week. The storm has been linked to over 100 fatalities and caused significant structural damage to power grids in several states. Utility companies are currently working to restore powers to hundreds of thousands of residents. Early economic assessments suggest damage could reach multi-billion dollar levels, marking one of the most expensive winter weather events in recent years. And the United Nations Environment Program released its 2025 annual report detailing significant gains in international environmental law. Despite geopolitical tensions, the report highlights the entry into force of the High Seas Treaty Agreement in January of 2026. The report also noted the UNEP supported efforts led to the protection of 170,000 square kilometers of natural space over last year. Executive Director Inger Andersen stated that environmental multilateralism remains a vital bridge between nations. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Zimmerman Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have seven models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.